Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Sylvia's Synergy Effect, brought to you by Synergy Home Care.
Getting back in the kitchen got mom back into life. After her stroke, she felt uncomfortable doing what she used to do. But with her Synergy caregiver, Emma, things changed. She got help at home and regained the confidence to get back to her old recipes. Now the hardest thing is getting mom to stop making her biscuits. So good.
We believe getting back to what you love can keep you moving forward. Find your Synergy Effect with Synergy Home Care.
The Burt Show.
Here's the email that we were talking about yesterday, and here's a Burt Show listener that really needs some help. And for the couple of us in here that are hopeless romantics, I want to read it again and try to make this happen for this guy.
I'm listening.
That's you. It says, Dear Burt Show, I know you have no idea who I am, but I'm hoping you might help me propose marriage to the woman that makes every second I spend with her the most precious moment of my life. I had no idea I could have feelings like this for any woman. Before I met her, I distrusted women and my heart was completely closed. But the moment she walked into my life, a wash of emotions came over me as I began to believe in love at first sight. I was like a shy teenager too anxious to talk to the head cheerleader. My heart raced and my throat tightened up when I overcame my anxiety to talk to the most engaging woman I ever laid eyes on. When we started to talk, it was like a movie. The world had nobody in it but she and I. And since that day, the moments of my life are nothing but a countdown until the next time I see her again. A beautiful and personal conversation we had last week confirmed to me that I can't live another day without this woman. When she sings to me, it's though every note is sung from the lips of an angel. The earth stops spinning upon every word of conversation she speaks when we take walks. With your help, I'm hoping to make this wondrous woman my wife. I'm just foolish enough to believe that I can make a woman this happy forever. But I will spend every waking moment and every fiber of my being with the sole purpose of bringing joy to her life. She listens to Q100 every morning, and my hope is that you will aid me in making sure that she is in the parking lot of the Buckhead Maggiano's at 9:15 in the morning this Friday. Now, we talked a little bit about it yesterday, so hopefully she either heard this yesterday or today. While this may seem odd to you, Maggiano's holds a very special place in our hearts. So maybe it was our first date or whatever.
Sure.
One morning I jokingly told her that when I proposed, it would be in a way that the entire world would realize how much a man could love a woman. My wish is that you read my story and she is listening and shows up at Maggiano's so I can present the ring and make my proposal official. Please consider my request. If you tell my story, I'm positive that she'll realize the words I wrote could only come from me. She teases me all the time about how hopelessly romantic I am. I wish all cynics of love, Jeff, I wish all cynics of love could have their heart filled the way she fills mine. Please help me in a way that makes the entire world realize how much I love this woman. All right? So if you think he's talking to you, 9:15 at the Buckhead Maggiano's, and we got a couple of clues in there of who you might be. He says, when she sings to me, so maybe you're in a band or you just sing around the house a lot. The earth stops spinning upon every word of conversation when we take walks. Can't be a lot of guys that take walks a lot with their wives or their girlfriends.
Totally. But obviously Maggiano's.
Maggiano's. That's a big old clue right there also. So if you think he's talking to you, he wants you to be over at the Buckhead Maggiano's at 9:15. And I can tell you right now, this wasn't written by Phil Tirana because he will be down there.
I just want to bring Phil Tirana up. He's at the Maggiano's in Buckhead, and this engagement is probably 5 minutes away if the guy's timing is correct.
Okay.
So he's going to interrupt us should it happen.
Phil Tarana, you out there?
Yeah, what's going on, guys?
Okay, so Phil, when it starts going down.
Right. Well, let me tell you what's going on right now. I'll go ahead and kind of give you a scenario. There is a lot of activity going on around here right now because of the buildings, because obviously Maggiano's having a huge weekend. So there's a lot of cars already here. Now, there are some people, I have seen a couple of cars with people milling around like the hood of their car and a couple of people talking, and you can kind of hear Q100 in the background, so you know they're listening. And you know how up in the front of Maggiano's, they have that little turnaround where you can drop somebody off and keep going?
Sure.
Well, I have seen four or five cars go through there real slow. And they're not dropping anybody off, and they're not parking. They just kind of did the little circle and drove around the parking lot real slow, and it was all of them had women in there, and they kind of drive through the parking lot then drive out. Now, I don't know if they're looking for somebody or what, but I've seen at least two or three of those cars do it, and there are a handful of people out here just kind of milling around.
Now, are there any guys like out there, I mean, just by themselves in a car or something like that?
Not that I can see, because the parking lot is pretty full. Not that I can see right now. Again, there is a good bit of commotion. There's like, you know, the food trucks unloading food and all that. But hold on, let me do a quick scan.
Because you'll sure be able to see, I mean, when it's about to happen. I mean, he'll get out of the car, I'm sure. She's going to get out of another car or whatever, and he'll either get down on a knee or they'll start hugging or something.
So Maggiano's is closed. The delivery guys are coming to deliver food, but you say the parking lot is full?
Right, because there's some office buildings around here as well.
Oh, okay.
And so the parking lot is full. And then again, there are a bunch of people milling around. Now, I don't know if these are, you know, servers waiting to go inside to get ready for lunch or if, you know, because they don't look like servers, but there are, I mean, I can tell you point blank, I can see two girls from right here who are just kind of standing by their car chit-chatting, and I can hear, you know, all the hits going 100 in the background. So, you know, they're listening to the station.
So I'm curious. So, like Bert had asked you earlier about the guy that wrote, I mean, the email obviously is there. I mean, do you think he's keeping undercover in case she doesn't show up or didn't hear? Because, I mean, I'm surprised that we don't know where he is.
Yeah, like I would think he'd be out there in a tux with a flower or something.
Well, there is a really nice SUV, kind of a pimped-out SUV parked in that wraparound up front, and it's got tinted windows. I can't see inside of it, but it's been there. I mean, it's been there since I've been here.
So maybe.
How many people are there watching you?
I just want to say hey to everyone in Maggiano's who's looking at me through the window.
Is there anybody in their cars just kind of sitting and watching, and any single women there that are...
You know, from where I can see, there was a couple minutes ago, and I mean, there was two girls that walked inside, and there was another lady sitting in her car putting on makeup, but I think she must have walked in as well. But from where, I mean, again, this parking lot, you know the back parking lot of Maggiano's, it's full. I mean, there's hardly any parking spaces left. But from what I can see right now, there could be maybe one back over there that I can't see very well. But, yeah, I mean, no, not 100% no.
Because the reason I ask is that you said that you had a couple of people call you up and say that they thought that they were the girl, and that's why that they were going to show up, but they wouldn't go on the radio with it.
Right, yeah, and they said they would show up, and maybe they're just sitting in their car, but I can't see them because other cars are blocking the view. But again, we've had those, you know, I mean, it's probably been at least, I would have to say at least six cars now that have done the very slow pass-through.
Okay.
So. Hmm.
All right, at this point, should I just keep him up and do kind of like we did before, that if this happens, you just give us some kind of...
or something?
Give us some kind of signal, and I'll get out of commercials or a song or whatever we're doing, and we'll throw it back to you.
The goose has landed.
If that's what you want, all right?
It is in position. We are ready to go, Eagle.
All right, so from this point on, Phil, you're going to be potted up. So you're live, so don't curse or get a phone number or anything like that.
Okay.
And when you tell us...
Get a phone number from a woman who's about to get engaged. Nice.
Well, I know she's single.
Right, it's true.
So
I'll get it before he does.
When it all starts happening, just give us the signal and I'll get out of what we're doing, okay?
Okay.
All right, man.
Look at you, mate. Help me sing my song. Tell her I'm your man. You're my girl. I'm going to tell it to the whole wide world. Say I'm your girl. You're my girl.
Okay.
What was he saying?
The goose has landed.
Copy, red leader. All right, so he's there?
No, Jeff just wanted me to stop the song in the middle of the song.
Because he's there, and is he proposing?
No, Jeff just told me to stop the song.
What the hell?
What? I think it's cool when we interrupt songs.
We got another minute and a half left in the song.
I've got a very important announcement to make.
Oh, God.
Seth, there's a minute
you
and
have
a half.
Heart, Grinch, that your heart grew three sizes bigger? Is that what you're about to tell us?
I would like to make an important announcement, and is there any better way to get people's attention than interrupt a song in the middle of a song?
Okay.
The Burt Show.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.